And first up, an ADU, and the second, a high school, middle school replacement project. Just to check, how many of you are here for the second matter, the high school, middle school replacement project? Okay, most of you. We're going to do the ADU first. That should take, my guess, about 20 minutes, and then we'll move to the school replacement project. I think that'll take a bit longer. I think the first ADU probably take about 20 minutes, roughly, but that's a guess. You never know exactly how these things will unfold. Just so you all know how I usually run these, we'll hear from staff. They'll summarize the proposal. I may have questions for staff, then we turn it over to the applicant. They can elaborate on what staff has presented. I may have questions for the applicant. Then we'll open up the proceeding to the public to testify on the proposal. And then we may hear, and then applicant always has an opportunity to address comments that have come in, and then I may have some follow-up questions at the end for staff. So, and that's how I'll handle both of the proposals today. So let's go ahead and start with the first proposal, the ADU. Good morning, your name for the record?
Holly Roberts.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do. Good morning, my name is Holly Roberts. I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development. I am here this morning to present a conditional use permit application for the Damon accessory dwelling unit. At this time, I'd like to introduce exhibits 1 through 25 to the record. Okay. And I'd also like to introduce two additional emails from the applicant to the record.
Okay. So we'll enter those as 26 and 27. Do you want two separate exhibit numbers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All of those are your exhibits are admitted.
Thank you. Neil Damon has applied for a conditional use permit application to allow the conversion of a 672-square-foot storage room located in an accessory structure into an accessory dwelling unit on his 0.91-acre property located at 20808 President Point Road. That's in Kingston, North Kitsap County, Commissioner District Number 1. The property is located within a residential area with small, historic rural lots. These lots are predominantly developed with single-family residences. The county critical area map shows the properties in the immediate vicinity may contain critical areas ranging from shorelines, streams, a bald eagle nest, flood areas, and moderately hazardous slopes. The map also shows that there are moderate hazard slopes and shorelines on the subject property. However, the accessory dwelling unit structure already exists, and environmental planner Catherine Schaefer has determined that no further reports are necessary. The east half of the site lies within a Category 2 critical aquifer recharge area. However, single-family development is not listed as a threat to groundwater and therefore doesn't require any further analysis or reports within this recharge area designation. The parcel is currently developed with a 1,480-square-foot single-family residence and a 1,030-square-foot garage, shop, and storage building. The property slopes west to east towards Puget Sound. The property is landscaped with a mix of lawn, coniferous, and deciduous trees, native and ornamental shrubs, as well as garden space. The comprehensive plan designation is rural, and the zoning designation is rural residential. The purpose of the rural residential zone is to promote low-density residential development and agricultural activities that are consistent with the rural character. It is applied to areas that are relatively unconstrained by environmentally sensitive areas or other sensitive landscape features, and these areas are provided with limited public services. The site plan shows the accessory dwelling unit circled in green and the single-family residence circled in blue. The accessory dwelling unit will be located approximately 15 feet from the single-family residence on the upper story of the existing accessory building. The single-family residence is existing and is painted a light gray with a white trim. The accessory dwelling unit is also existing and is painted the same base and trim colors. Both buildings have pitched metal roofs and matching trim. The single-family residence is 1,480 square feet and includes one bedroom with a den. The floor plan does not include accessory living quarters. The accessory dwelling unit will be 672 square feet and includes one bedroom. The accessory dwelling unit is located on the second story of the existing accessory structure. The lower levels include a garage and workshop. We have received no public comments regarding this application, and staff is recommending approval of the conditional use permit application as conditioned in the staff report dated March 31st, 2017. I have reviewed the staff report conditions with the applicant. They have indicated via email that they have no objections to the proposed conditions. The applicant is out of town and unable to attend the hearing. At this time, that concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay. I do not have any questions. As you indicated, the applicant is out of town. I trust there's the applicant's not here in the audience. But, okay. Let the record reflect they're not here. No, let me check and see if there's any public comment on that.
Absolutely.
Is there anyone here who wishes to comment on this ADU proposal? Okay, let the record reflect there was no one here to comment. Anything further from staff?
No.
Okay, I'm going to grant the ADU proposal. Decision on this will be out within 10 days. All right, so that did take less than 20 minutes. Well, do we need a short recess before we move on to the school proposal? Well, let's take a 5-minute recess to transition to the next agenda item.
Thank you.